now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. This past weekend marked the start of National Nurses Week. And with that, we bring you the story of Brandy Lowe. For most of her career, she's been both a nurse and a patient. At 22, she was diagnosed with an autoimmune deficiency. And it was because of that last summer she contracted a very rare and potentially fatal infection in her lungs. Here she speaks with her older sister about four life themes that she's focused on since receiving the diagnosis. The first theme is on contribution.
And I really wondered, have I made the contribution I wanted to when I went at 18 years old away to college and I dreamed of becoming a nurse and making a difference? And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. Secondly, gratitude just kept coming to me because I had the fortune, the great, amazing fortune to have unbelievable people in my life. And I spent a lot of time thinking about, you know, okay, I'm really grateful for these people and the things that they've taught me. Do they know that? Have I told them that? Mm-hmm. Do they know about the influence they've had? And have I paid it forward with my children and others that I come into contact with? The third thing was really, it's not profound, but it's choice. Every day, every minute, it's all a choice. You know, you wake up in the morning, you decide, do I get up, do I stay in bed? Do I have coffee? Do I have tea? Do I wear brown shoes? Do I wear black? You decide, am I going to feel good today or am I going to feel sorry for myself? Am I going to choose to pick up and go or am I going to lay down and wait to possibly die? And I thought a lot about that and started trying to force myself to choose life and to choose to fight. And then lastly, the most important theme that sort of jumped out was the theme of compassion. Because as I went through all types of compassion that you can imagine from people that I knew and those that I didn't, I had things, for example, like random people in stores approach me and pat me on the back and say, honey, I don't know what's on your mind, but you're going to be okay. And it impressed upon me, I went to nursing school because I'm full of compassion, but have I done it? I mean, you're in a busy emergency department and you're so task focused and you've got so many things to get to and do. Did I show the patient that I cared or did they just think I needed to get to the next room?
It sounds like this whole experience has been really one of self-discovery for you as well. Do you see this carrying forward in your next steps in life? And is there a plan to do something new or different in your life?
There has to be. If not, I don't know what in the world the last 10 months have been about. And I don't know if you or others have had similar experiences, but I think we as humans do tend to look for reasons when we get into situations, whether it be health or, you know, whatever a challenge may be. And these themes came out, but of those themes, what I learned was these are the things that I want to be, and have I done it well? Am I doing it? And even if I am, how could I do it better?
Brandy Lowe, speaking with her sister, Leanne Gamble. Brandy does seem to feel that she's improving and is waiting on the results of her most recent tests. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Do you have a friend or a neighbor that always has great stories to share? Why not book some time with them at the StoryCorps booth? Learn more by visiting us at wabe.org/StoryCorps.